The following is a presentation of the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network. After winning it all last season, the Blue Wahoos are back for more in 2023. Now let's send it to the ballpark with the voice of the Blue Wahoos, Eric Bramer.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday and welcome to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. For tonight's series finale between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. My name's Eric Bramer. Thanks for joining us for this production of the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network. Blue Wahoos have taken four out of the first five, though they lost last night in their week-long series against Biloxi. A 6-2 final snapped Pensacola's five-game winning streak. And the Wahoos hope to end their road trip with a win before returning home and beginning a six-game series against a potential playoff opponent, the Chattanooga Lookouts, on Tuesday. Lineups are being exchanged at home plate right now, and the groundskeeper, as well as Biloxi GM Hunter Reed, joining in to take a look at the radar. And the starting pitchers have warmed up, but it looks like we might have some weather to contend with. Nothing in the forecast, but it is so hot. Our Zarzar Law game time weather puts our first pitch temperature as we approach first pitch at 96 degrees with an 8-mile-per-hour breeze right to left across the outfield. You never know when something might pop up, and it looks like they might be on tarp alerts. We hope to have baseball on time, and this is all a recent development here. But we will give you the starting lineups for these two teams, assuming that we start on time in just a few moments. The Blue Wahoos, led by Kevin Randall, are 67-51. Leading off in center field is Victor Mesa Jr., batting second and third base Jacob Berry. Batting third at DH, Will Banfield. The cleanup batter and catcher is Paul McIntosh. Batting fifth at first base, Bennett Hostetler. Batting sixth at second base, Cody Morissette. Batting seventh in left field, Dalvy Rosario. Batting eighth in right field is Tanner Allen. Batting ninth at shortstop, Josh Zamora. And on the mound for the Blue Wahoos, after getting the start in Tuesday's series opener, Luis Palacios, who is 8-6 on the year with a 4.75 ERA. They are uncovering the tarp. Now the question is, are they going to roll it out over the field? We might have an answer by the time I give you the Shuckers starting lineup. They're 61-58, managed by Mike Guerrero. Leading off and playing in center field is Lamar Sparks, batting second at DH Jackson Churio. Batting third in left field, Isaac Collins. The cleanup batter and catcher is Wes Clark. Batting fifth at shortstop, Freddie Zamora. Batting sixth at third base, Ethan Murray. Batting seventh at first base, Ernesto Martinez. Batting eighth at second base, Felix Valerio. Batting ninth in right field, Carlos Rodriguez. And on the mound for Biloxi tonight, Carlos F. Rodriguez. And it appears that they are going down to the tarp, and it looks like we are going to have a delay to today's game. All this happening and developing quite rapidly. Just in the last few moments since we took the air, Kevin Randall, manager of the visiting Blue Wahoos, getting an explanation from Stephen Hodgins, the crew chief. No one looks to be all that happy about this, and for good reason. Blue Wahoos wrapping up their series. Biloxi in the thick of a pennant hunt. They're a game back of Montgomery. After today, there will be only 18 games, 3 weeks remaining in the regular season as they trail the Biscuits. And two managers now communicating without the umpires as the umpires join in the conversation with the GM here at MGM Park and the groundskeeper. Supposed to start at 5:05, and I think we can safely say at this point that that's not going to happen. Members of the Shuckers front office are down the left field line. It's going to be all hands on deck to get this tarp on if they have to roll it on. They have not yet, but we have also not seen either team take the field. And now we wait. Hear rumbling of thunder in the distance. Again, this was not in the forecast, but then again, how much can you really forecast when it is this hot and humid? Crew chief Stephen Hodgins gives the all-clear signal, we believe, to the Biloxi Shuckers, so they're going to be instructed to take the field, and we will play somewhat on time after all. They're going to be on tarp alert in case it starts raining, but since it is not raining right now, we're going to start this game on time as Carlos Rodriguez takes the field. The Shuckers wearing their camouflage alternate jerseys as they do for their Sunday home games in a tribute to the large military presence here in the Biloxi Gulfport area. Blue Wahoos also going with a pattern look, their pink Hawaiian alternate jerseys paired with gray pants. We'll now send it down to the field for our national anthem.
Today is David Blackwell.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streamed, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That was a member of the Biloxi front office staff doing a nice rendition of our national anthem.
David Blackwell
getting us started on this Sunday afternoon. Cloudy skies, it's all happened quite quickly and suddenly, but we do hope to play uninterrupted baseball tonight, the final regular season matchup between these two teams, who may very well face each other in the Southern League Division Series in a little more than 3 weeks' time. Carlos Rodriguez, the 21-year-old out of Rivas, Nicaragua, has the second-best ERA in the Southern League, second only to Pensacola's Patrick Monteverde. He took the loss in the series opener on Tuesday, allowing 4 runs on 6 hits over 5 innings. Blue Wahoos won that game by a score of 10-3. But on the year, he's 7-5 with a 2.73 ERA. He throws a fastball, cutter, slider, curve, and a change. Blue Wahoos have handed him 4 of his 5 losses this year. He's made 5 starts against them, and he's 0-4. He's pitched well in a couple of them, but the Blue Wahoos have figured him out more than anyone else in this league. And the Blue Wahoos will send up Mesa, Berry, and Banfield here in the top of the first inning, trying to get this game started on the right foot. Wahoos just couldn't quite overcome an early deficit last night. They fell down 3-0. They came back to bring it to 3-2 in the sixth, but left runners at second and third in the sixth and seventh innings. Biloxi scored some insurance in the seventh and eighth for a 6-2 final. Wahoos have to win their remaining games in the month of August to make it a winning month. In August so far, they are 10-13. That they even have a chance at a winning month is remarkable, given that they recently had a 9-game losing streak that ran from August 8th to August 17th. The thunder is certainly ominous, but we will start just a few minutes behind schedule, 5:08 our local time right now, scheduled for a 5:05 first pitch. And the delay due to the deliberations between the umpires, the managers, the home GM, and the groundskeeper as they look at the radar overhead. Victor Mesa Jr., left-handed hitting center fielder, will lead things off. And the first pitch is swung on and fouled off, a fastball 0-1. 5:08, our official first pitch time.
That foul ball brought to you by the Glass Doctor.
First pitch temp has been revised. Our Zarzar Law game time weather now has it at 94 degrees, partly cloudy, with that constant 8-mile-per-hour breeze off the bay right to left. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. It's 0-2 to Mesa, who last night was 1-for-3. Thought he hit a home run out to right in the fifth inning. Lost the ball against a white billboard that is in play down the right field line. He was jogging, and between first and second, realized that the ball was in play and was caught in a rundown and tagged out. He was removed from the game as a result, though he's back in the lineup in the leadoff spot tonight. 0-2 from Rodriguez. And the pitch, a swing and a fly ball down the left field line, foul. Collins over for a look, but it's out of play. We'll see how long the leash is for Rodriguez and Palacios, the two starting pitchers who are each going on 4 days rest. The Blue Wahoos, at least, tend to give those pitchers on 4 days rest a little bit of a lighter workload. 0-2 from Rodriguez in the pitch. A swing and another pop-up foul, third base side. Murray over this time onto the warning track near that tarp and just in the first row of seats out of play. Most of the Biloxi front office is gathered down the left field line ready and alert to roll out the tarp at a moment's notice. It's still 0-2 to Victor Mesa Jr. Now a flash of lightning. We've heard thunder, and that was the first visible lightning that we've seen. Didn't see the bolt, but did see the flash. 0-2. Breaking ball. Misses upstairs. 1-2. Whatever this is, it has not quite arrived above Blue Wahoo Stadium yet. There is no rain falling, though it is evidently quite close. 1-2, breaking ball, chopped through the right side, a base hit. Mesa fights off a couple two-strike pitches and ends up with a ground ball single to begin this ballgame. Jacob Berry will bat next. The Shuckers in the field have Wes Clark catching, Ernesto Martinez at first, Felix Valerio at second, Ethan Murray at third. At shortstop will be Freddie Zamora. Left to right across the outfield, it will be Colin Sparks and Rodriguez. And this has to be, I would think, the first time in baseball history that both teams' starting shortstops have the last name Zamora. Just a guess. First pitch to Jacob Berry. A fastball misses inside. It's 1-0. Josh Zamora batting in the ninth spot for the Blue Wahoos, making his Double-A debut today. Rodriguez ready. 1-0 pitch. Berry takes inside on a fastball. Berry hitless last night, batting 255 with 5 homers and 22 RBI. Switch hitter batting lefty. Likely just a coincidence, but Berry has played pretty well in these Sunday games. Close play on a pickoff move to first. Just back in with a dive is Mesa ahead of the tag from Martinez. Berry's hit 5 home runs. And to my recollection, at least 2 of them have come on Sunday afternoons. Now we're getting started a little bit later tonight. Biloxi plays their Sunday games at 5:05. Blue Wahoos, in contrast, play theirs at 4:05. 2-0 from Rodriguez. Pitch from the stretch, and a changeup is in for a called strike, 2-1. Blue Wahoos' remaining Sunday games will be 4:05 at home a week from today, 2:35 in Rocket City 2 weeks from now, and then the regular season finale at home against Mississippi will be again 4:05. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another changeup in the zone, and Berry early in front of it, 2-2. Rodriguez a look towards first. And now time called, requested by the batter, Berry. Home plate umpire is Kyle Stutz. Steve Hodgins, the crew chief, is at first base, and Caleb Martin is at third. We've already told you a little bit about Stephen Hodgins because it's the crew chief's responsibility to handle weather once the lineup cards are exchanged. And it was as the cards were being exchanged that this weather first became a concern. 2-2 in on the hands, a fastball lifted foul back and out of play. Well, Pensacola making Rodriguez work. Rodriguez threw 91 pitches over 5 innings on Tuesday. Rodriguez ready. Pickoff move. Low throw, scooped out by Martinez. Back in safely is Mesa. Rumbling thunder in the distance. Two and two from Rodriguez. And the pitch. Missing wide on a breaking ball. 3-2 with Will Banfield, the DH, on deck. Rodriguez to the plate. The runner goes, and the pitch is grounded sharply foul down the first base line. Count remains 3-2. Whatever this storm system is, we believe it's independent of the tropical storm that's brewing in the Gulf. That may be a concern for both of these teams within a couple days, and now the rain is starting. 3-2. Runner goes, and the pitch is lined again, foul down the first base line on a fastball. Forgive me and forgive the sound as I mostly close the window here. And I'll ask the video guy if I can close his window too. Yes? All right. He's got other cameras to take care of. 3-2, runner goes again. The pitch is hooked in the air down the right field line, deep to the corner. That too is foul. Home run distance, but foul by about 15 feet. We'll do it again at 3-2. This rain is getting too heavy, and right now, two batters into the ball game, they're going to roll the tarp onto the field. Well, hindsight's 20-20, but you wonder if we should have started this game in the first place. We are going to enter a rain delay with the count 3-2 to Jacob Berry in the top of the first. And we'll keep the feed live, we'll keep the crowd mic up, but we're going to step away from the microphone, and hopefully we'll have an update for you before too long. No score in the top of the first and a rain delay in Biloxi on the Blue Wahoos Baseball Network.
Check out the Shepherd Shop and our concession stands on the concourse.